Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Financiera Independencia's 2024 second quarter results conference call. My name is Andrea, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the speaker's remark, there will be a question and answer session. As a reminder, this video conference is being recorded. Joining us today for Financiera Independencia is Mr. Eduardo Messmager, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. José María Cid, Chief Financial Officer. I will now like to turn the call over to Mr. José María Cid. Mr. Cid, you may begin.
Good morning. Thank you for joining Findep's second quarter results 2024 conference call. We published these results yesterday, which are available on our investors relations website, findep.mx. We would like to remind you that the information shared during this conference call may include forward-looking statements, and as such, are subject to assumptions, uncertainties, risks, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described, including risks that may be beyond the company's control. Now, I will turn the call over to Eduardo Messmager.
Thank you, José María. Good morning, everyone. I will start with some highlights from our second quarter 24 operations. Reported net profit for the quarter reached 193 million pesos, another quarter of strong results, 17% higher year-on-year, and the highest second quarter in the company's history. The top line remains strong, with interest income up 1% from prior year and operating expenses well controlled. Cost as a percentage of our average portfolio remained at 34%, and the quarter-ending portfolio balance increased 2% versus the prior year, remaining roughly flat under constant FX. Liquidity is strong, with cash at 841 million pesos at quarter-end, with net debt decreasing 12% year-on-year. Our equity-to-asset ratio stands at 51%, 4.2 percentage points above the same time last year. Our portfolio based in Mexico grew approximately 4% year-on-year, and our U.S. portfolio declined 6% year-on-year in dollar terms. In the second quarter of 24, loan origination was 1.3 billion pesos, an increase of 18% compared with last year, or an increase of 15% under a constant FX. Compared to the prior quarter, total loan originations increased 21%, with originations in Mexico increasing 16% and those in the U.S. increasing 28% in dollar terms. Growth in each of the portfolio's origination activities in the quarter reflects growing confidence in stable to improving macroeconomic drivers. The consolidated NPL ratio, measured as Stage 3 loan portfolio over the total portfolio, stood at 5.7% in the second quarter, flat to the prior quarter and improving 80 basis points against the prior year. Findep's write-offs amounted to 316 million pesos in the quarter, 14% lower than the prior quarter and 22% down from the prior year. Compared to the average portfolio, trailing 12 months write-offs were at 19%, flat to the prior year. NPLs plus trailing 12 months write-offs over the total loan portfolio, including trailing 12 months write-offs, was 20% compared with 22% in the prior year. Now I'd like to share some performance highlights from each of our businesses during the quarter. Independencia represents 35% of the total portfolio, and its portfolio grew 1% year-on-year, with net interest income also increasing 1%. Apoyo Económico Familiar represents 28% of the total portfolio and experienced growth of 7% year-on-year, with net interest income growing 5% versus the prior year. Apoyo Financiero represents 37% of the total portfolio and remained flat year-on-year in pesos, down 6% in dollars. Net interest income increased 1% in dollars. We're pleased with a quarter of strong results with positive expected trends across each of the businesses, underpinned by consistent execution of our strategy. Prioritizing digital transformation remains our focus, which helps us to drive operational efficiencies across processes and work streams, and ultimately improves the service we can provide to our customers and the quality of our results. We remain committed to our strategy of focusing on our core businesses in our strategic markets, leveraging our expertise in credit analysis and loan origination, while prudently managing liquidity and debt through macroeconomic cycles. I will now hand over the discussion to José María, who will provide additional details of our results.
Thank you, Eduardo. In second Q24, interest income was 1.2 billion pesos, an increase of 1% year over year, with a 2% increase in the loan portfolio and almost flat under constant FX. Interest expense was 149 million pesos, declined 2% year over year, as we continue to proactively manage outstanding indebtedness. Net interest income was 1.05 billion pesos, increased 2% year over year. The provision for loan losses, or PLL, was 335 million pesos in second quarter 24, 16% higher compared to the prior quarter, and less than 1% down versus the prior year. PLL to average loans was 17%, an improvement of 210 basis points from the prior quarter and 40 basis points from prior year. Non-interest expense were 648 million pesos in second quarter 24, or 34% as a percentage of the average portfolio, reflecting continued discipline and control in managing the expense base. Interest-bearing liabilities are down 7% year-over-year and 9% under constant FX, compared to a 2% increase in the loan portfolio, almost flat under constant FX. Compared to the prior quarter, interest-bearing liabilities have increased 4%, close to 1% under constant FX. The company maintains a strong financial position with cash and cash equivalents of 841 million pesos, or 8% of total assets, and a solvency ratio, equity to total assets, of 51%, improving 4.2 percentage points from the prior year and consistent with the prior quarter. Net debt, measured as interest-bearing liabilities minus cash and cash equivalents of 3.1 billion pesos at the end of the quarter, was down 435 million pesos, or 12%, from the prior year, and 15% decline under a constant FX rate, reflecting prudent portfolio and debt management. On a sequential basis, net debt increased 100 million pesos. Our operating cash flow during second quarter 24 was 640 million pesos. The company's coverage ratio was 229%, measured as allowances for loan losses over stage 3 loans, compared with 233% in the prior quarter and 202% prior year. The company's return on equity ratio for the quarter was 14%, increases 40 basis points from the prior year, and the return on assets ratio was 7.2%, increasing 110 basis points from the prior year. When considering tangible equity for the quarter, it marginally increased to 18% versus 17.9% in the prior year. Overall, the company again delivered strong and consistent results in the quarter and achieved growth in the originations and in the ending portfolio balance. Operator, we'd like to open the call for questions at this time.
Thank you. We will now conduct a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise your hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected via telephone, please dial star 9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you will be given permission to speak. You will then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. We will now pause for questions. The first question comes from the line of Nicolas Riva. Please state your full name and company name and ask your question.
Hi, this is Nicolas Riva from Bank of America. Thanks for the chance to ask questions. Hi, Eduardo and José María. So I have a couple of questions. The first one, if I estimate really the free cash flow generation as you're changing net debt over the last 12 months, I see you generated about $37 million in positive free cash flow over the last 12 months. And the current pace of free cash flow generation appears to be enough to repay the $83 million outstanding on the 28th and maturity. My question is, at this point, what will be the plan in terms of refinancing or paying the 28th if you plan to use your free cash flow generation rather than accessing the market? That's my first question. And then my second question, if you can share an expectation related to either the change in net debt for the full year or the free cash flow generation expectation for the full year. Thanks.
Morning, Nico. Good morning, everyone. Basically, what we have, as you said, we have a strong cash generation, right? So we don't have any specific plans now to repay the 28s. We will wait for the market. We like the unsecured bonds. So the market, as you know, is relatively closed. So for now, we don't have any plans to repay the 28s earlier. Going forward, what we see is we start to see higher bookings in the market. So we won't see, or you won't see, this kind of cash generation going forward. But we still see a strong cash generation in the future, right? As our bookings go forward, we will still be using some of our own cash for the bookings for the rest of the year. Both markets, Mexico and the US, we've seen the last month we saw high booking. So that's how we expect to play the year.
Thanks, Jose Maria. So I guess compared to the $11 million in positive free cash flow and net profits in the second quarter, do you have an expectation in terms of free cash flow generation, at least like for the second half of this year, or is it, or at least on a relative basis compared to the $11 million in the second quarter?
As I was saying, I think you will see a lower number. We will still have a strong cash generation going forward because we expect a growth in the portfolio for the second quarter.
Okay, thanks very much, Jose Maria.
Our next question comes from the line of Nick Dimitrov. Please state your full name and company name and ask your question.
Hi there, Nick Dimitrov, Morgan Stanley Investment Management. One question from me regarding your strategy in the US. I see you've de-emphasized the US for some time now, and previously, you've expressed some concerns about the U.S. economy, and I was wondering whether we're going to continue to see the U.S. portion of the book dwindle, or you're getting to the point where you feel more comfortable and you're going to go back to growth. I'm just trying to kind of figure out your long-term commitment to the U.S. market. Thank you.
Strategically, we are committed to the U.S. market, and we will continue to assess the economic situation and decide our growth strategy thereof. Our strategy so far this year has been to maintain the portfolio. Obviously, that means originating to compensate for amortization, for write-offs, etc. Yet, we are seeing better indicators on the U.S. economy, and that gives us cautious optimism in our ability to start growing again in the U.S. I mean, I will say that we are committed to the U.S. To the U.S. market. We like the fact that it is a good way to balance our risk and our exposure to Mexico. And we will continue growing as we see fit in terms of the economy. And today we're cautiously optimistic.
Thank you.
We have not received any further questions at this point. So that concludes our question and answer session. Thank you. I would now like to hand the call back over to Jose Maria Cid for some closing remarks.
Thank you very much for your time and interest in Financiera Independencia. As you know, my contact information is available on our website at findep.mx if you have any further questions. Have a great day.
That concludes our call for today. You may now disconnect.